Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's my turn now.
Oh, right. Hello, darlings.
If it's laughter that you're after, then you'll come to the right place. We'll put a dimple on your doobie and a smile upon your face.
Yes, Smile on Your Face Productions, a subsidiary of Girl in Your Arms Incorporated, brings you Trivia Time. And here he is, the wireless whiz, Cuddly Kev.
Hello, darlings. Hello. And a special welcome to our new studio here at the BBC. The needles are sharper. It's closer to the loo. In fact, the whole thing's looking up. I'm talking about looking up. It's weather time. Cold, cloudy day today throughout the whole country. Rain showers expected almost everywhere. Temperature in the region of 11 to 14 degrees centigrade. And these conditions will continue throughout the day. And now, we have records as well in today's show, but mostly it's fun and dazzling contrasts and loads of boobs as well. I shall even be shaking mine in front of the microphone. 2 hours of fun and trivia, starting now with Daryl Hall and John Oates. Here she comes, she's a new single from Daryl Hall and John Oates, Here She Comes on RCA Records and Tapes. Okay, it's prize time.
Today's prize is so special and outrageous that you'll say there's nothing like it.
There is nothing like it.
You'll even freak a lot and fall around about the place. Here's Ken to tell you more.
Here I am with more. Well, the prize last week was pretty damn good. It was 6 packs of Beatles goodies, and this week it's Elvis. Yes, Elvis Presley and a big bundle from him, 11 EPs in all. We're not cheap on this show, folks. Also, a load of photos of him in a beautiful new book. Photos you'll never have seen before, probably. And volume 2 of the Elvis EP collection. That's the prizes for today. Pretty good, eh? Round of applause. Thank you. If you fancy joining in, stay tuned. We'll be doing contest number 1 in just a moment. That's Miss Melba Moore and coming at you. And this is me coming at you with new turntables. They're digital quartz phase-locked things going around at exactly the right speed. In fact, you'll probably notice the records sound a lot better today. That's because it's all on these fabulous new turntables that go round at plus or minus 4 bleems per megathneural. So, if you're sitting there with your tape machines, don't. It's illegal. And now it's contest time.
Let me take you down.
That was the first one, Strawberry Fields.
Penny Lane.
Penny Lane was the second. The next one was not a Beatle tune, because the Beatles have never recorded something that starts with a U. Little known facts they are. But all the bunch bunged together spelt Sputnik. Did you get that? Well, lots of people did, and we'll be reading their names out in just a moment.
Yeah, yeah.
As we spread congratulations over the British Isles from Broadcasting House to the following.
Congratulations.
Hello, Steve Lawrence of Chester, Beth Price of Gwynedd, it looks like, Kathy Capel of London, SE16, 4PG, Pat Cross of CO151AU, Malcolm Shepherd of BS79NS, and Fiona and Edwin of Glasgow. Congratulations to you lot, you guessed it was Sputnik, and you get 6 packs of Beetle goodies. So stand by your local letterbox, it'll be zooming to you any day now. But now, 8 for the price of nil in our memory module.
And now, step inside a memory module.
What a great bunch that was. Hope that joggled your memory buds, and that was our first Bebop Bonanza for today. Lots more coming up later on in the show. It's 20 minutes after 11 o'clock, quite a grey day, but what did the weather forecast say? Is it getting better or not? It's going to be cloudy all day. Fiddly-dee, stay inside and listen to the wireless.
And stand by for contest number 2.
Terribly simple, this one. We're just going to ask you to figure out what this
Speed It Up record is. And if you get it right, you can win all this Elvis goodie stuff that I told you about at the front of the show. A lovely book with lots of photographs of him you'd never have seen before. And volume 2 of the Elvis EP collection, featuring 9 unreleased performances exclusive to the UK. And the Love in Las Vegas EP. That's 11 EPs in all. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah!
Okay, what's this? I mean, talk about simple, huh? Oh, by the way, do you remember last week I asked you what a Don Durbridge was?
Don Durbridge!
Well, we've had an answer. And it's not from Don Durbridge, it's from Tony Boyle of Westlands, High Eden, Newcastle upon Tyne. He says, well, I've figured it out. Don Durbridge is clearly an anagram of a grounded bird. And it might fit a description of him in real life. I don't know, I've never met him, but apparently he's a star because they've done a jingle of him.
Don Durbridge!
But they haven't done one of me yet.
You're good love!
Very upset about it.
Aircheckdownloads.com.